Heavy bombing has continued in Israel and the Palestinian territories overnight as the deadliest conflict since 2014 enters its second week. Israel claims it's destroyed more than 15 kilometres of militant tunnels in Gaza, the homes of 9 Hamas leaders, and that it's killed a senior commander. However, the calls for a ceasefire continue to grow louder as the number of people killed, displaced or harmed in Gaza rises rapidly. Middle East correspondent Tom Joyner reports.
In the light of day, the damage from a week of heavy bombardments in Gaza is laid bare. Residents and rescue teams continue to pull bodies from the wreckage of blast sites. More than 40,000 have been displaced and over 1,000 injured. Its sole power station is running out of fuel and tap water is undrinkable.
Oh, honestly, the situation is still very horrible. It's quite terrifying for all the population in Gaza.
Fikr Shaltut is the Gaza director for medical aid for Palestinians. She says with large parts of Gaza without power, hospitals are at breaking point and running on backup generators.
People will die, actually, in the hospitals, you know. I mean, there is some units in the hospitals. They cannot continue going without electricity. When we talk about people on mechanical ventilations, I mean the people who are in the ICU units, these people, they cannot survive.
Meanwhile, the barrage of bombs from Israel continues. Mid-interview with the ABC, an Israeli airstrike lands near Fikr's home.
For what they are targeting. Sorry, because there is a raid right now.
Israel says it continues to target Hamas military assets, and in a strike overnight killed Hossam Abu Harbid, a commander in the northern division of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. In another, a missile took out the building housing the headquarters of the Hamas-run Religious Affairs Ministry. More than 3,000 rockets have been launched from Gaza into Israel in the past week, and today a fresh barrage of rockets injured 3 people after a direct hit on a building in the southern city of Ashdod. Mark Regev is a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We want this to end soon. We have no desire to unnecessarily prolong this conflict. It's difficult for Israelis, it's difficult for Palestinians. But what we don't want to see is some sort of artificial band-aid. That's just a prescription for this to all happen again a month from now or 2 months from now.
International calls for a ceasefire continue to grow, but after the UN Security Council failed to reach a joint statement yesterday, diplomatic efforts have a long way to go. Overnight, US diplomat Hadi Amer met a delegation from the Palestinian Authority, but the Biden administration and US Secretary of State Antony Blinken continue to hold the US line, calling for an immediate end to the violence, but stopping short of calling for a ceasefire.
It is up to the parties to make clear that they want to pursue a ceasefire. Any ceasefire would be, by definition, between them, but we're ready to engage to support it. Meanwhile, we are working tirelessly across every diplomatic channel we have to advance the prospect of getting to calm and ending the violence.
While a worthy sentiment, the damage in Gaza and across Israel makes this goal seem further out of reach than ever. In Ashdod, this is Tom Joyner reporting for AM.